Well, good morning. Welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to be with us this morning out of the myriad of options that seem to fill our calendars. If you'll take your bulletins, we have a couple of announcements we want to highlight. John's on time, so am I. It is nice that the rope got fixed. We can hear the church bell. Just a couple of things, activities of today. At 3 p.m., at the United Methodist Church in Miller is a choir concert. It is sometimes titled The Ring and Sing. It is the different local churches and their choirs, handbell choir. Our praise team will be performing, as well as, I believe, SBA will have, maybe? Okay, that's what I thought. And that will be at 3. The purpose of the concert is not only to get together for fellowship, but also as a fundraiser for Hands of Hope, which is the foundation that assists those going through cancer, those going through hard times here in our community. And so that's at 3, and there will be a free will offering taken and received during that time. Also, for the month of November, we'll be having a Thanksgiving Eve service Wednesday the 23rd at 7. And if you would like to either do a reading or a special, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. Also, next Sunday, we'll be receiving a love offering for the Ehrenholz family. It's good to see that Shelley is with us today. Knowing they've had a lot of extra expenses with travel, plus just all the opportunity for us to let them know how much we care and love them. And so that will be next Sunday. We want to make sure everyone was prepared. The rest of the calendar items for this week, as well as upcoming events, be thinking about items in December. We'll be having the children's program, and they'll be practicing. So as you attend Sunday school, those are available for children, students, and adults. You'll probably be hearing Christmas music wafting through the halls. This is a reminder that we have to be prepared, and so that will be the third Sunday of December. Are there any other announcements that I have missed? All right. For our call to worship this morning, we're going to start with 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Peter writes, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in this world because of its sinful desires." If you'll take your hymn books and stand with me, either your hymn book or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 262 together. Holy, holy, holy. Number 262.
Cherubim and and seraphim falling down before thee, which would and ought and evermore shall be.
This opportunity to greet one another and let each other know you're glad they're here.
Good morning again. This is our time to share praises and prayer requests. I have a few of them to bring to your attention. First, there was an email this morning about Bonnie Uris's great-great-niece, Everly, and she has been able to go home. She's out of the NICU, so that is a praise. We'll continue to pray for Everly. Pastor Jim was just letting me know that on Wednesday this week, upcoming, Grace May will be having surgery. And so you can be praying for Grace and the surgery that she'll be having on Wednesday. This past Thursday, Larry Van Zee fell while he was at home. And he's back at home now, but dealing with some vertigo and some balance issues. So be praying for Larry. yesterday was Mitchell and Michaela's wedding. So pray for Mitchell and Michaela as they begin their life together. And then we want to be in prayer, of course, for the elections coming up on Tuesday. Do we have any other prayer requests today or praises? Yeah, June.
I don't know how many people here knew Chris Esser. He was a coach in Redfield for a long time and grew up in the Zell area. But anyway, he had a stroke and died immediately. So his funeral is Monday, I think.
Chris, what was his last name? Hester?
Esser.
Esser. Okay. Chris Esser, who was a coach in the Redfield area, service tomorrow. Is that one back here?
My sister and her husband have made it up from New Mexico to live, and they've decided that they are going to take mom and dad's off with them for the night.
Okay. Okay. They have room for one more? I might take you up on that. Yeah. Okay. Any others this morning? Yeah, Ernie.
My good friend Richard Labor, that came for the just short of 9 years now. He got some very encouraging news last week for a huge prayer last week.
Okay. So Richard Labor, it looks like he is on our prayer list there in the cancer section. So, an update there. Anything else? Sorry. Scott Oleg Mueller. Yep, we continue to pray for Scott as well. All right, let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day that you've given to us. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come together to worship you. And we thank you that we live in a country where we have the freedom to do that without fear of persecution or even just disruption to our lives. We know that that is not the case everywhere in the world, and so we do pray especially today for those who are in areas where they do not have the freedom to gather together without taking significant risk. And we thank you for their faithfulness in doing that, and we just pray that you would give them boldness, give them encouragement and perseverance. We do know that we live in a country that has many wonderful freedoms, but it's not a perfect place by any means. And we thank you for the privilege that we have of being part of the process of choosing who our leaders will be. And as we think about the elections coming up on Tuesday, different offices will be elected all around the country. We just pray for your will to be done in the elections. We pray that we would take seriously the privilege and responsibility that we have of voting, and pray that we would seek to be informed in the choices that we make, and that we would have leaders who would desire to honor you in the way that they lead our nation. We thank you for the marriage yesterday of Mitchell and Michaela, and we pray for them as they begin their life together, and pray that you would watch over them and guide in their relationship, and pray that they would just desire to serve you and to honor you and how they go through life together. We thank you that Bonnie's great-great-niece Everly was able to go home and get out of the NICU, and we just pray that you continue to be with the health issues that she has. We pray as well that you would continue to be a Larry Van Zee. We thank you that he's back at home. We pray that there's not anything serious that caused his fall or that's causing the dizziness that he's experiencing. We pray that he'd be feeling better and just be careful in going about his activities. We pray as well that you would be with Grace May as she has surgery this week. We pray that you would guide the physicians as they do the operation. We pray that it would go well. There will not be any complications. We pray that you would be with the family of Chris Essen and with the community in Redfield and be at the service tomorrow for him. We thank you for the updates that we heard about Richard Labor, and we also continue to pray for Scott Oleg Mueller as well. Pray for both of those individuals and their health. And we thank you for also the news of the family visiting and able to take Mom down south and enjoy warmer weather, and just pray for safety in their travels, and pray that she would enjoy being down there during the cold winter months we have here in South Dakota. We thank you for the ministries of our church. We thank you for each person who serves in different ways in order to carry out the different ministries that we have. We thank you for our Sunday school teachers. We thank you for our Club Rock leaders. We thank you for those who are leading the youth group right now as we're without a youth pastor. We pray that you would continue to be with that search and that you would bring just the right person here to fill that position here for Community Church St. Lawrence. We thank you for the missionaries that we have the privilege of supporting, and we thank you for the work that they do. And we think of the Weens this month and the ministry that they have in Russia. We know that there's some unique challenges that they face, and we just Pray that you would encourage them. We pray for provision for their needs and guidance in their ministry, and pray for their daughter and her schooling there in the Twin Cities area. We just pray that we would continue to be faithful stewards of what you have entrusted us with as individuals and as a congregation. And as we take the offering now, we just ask that you would bless it. And we pray that it would be used wisely, and that we would steward well the blessings that you have given to us. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for the hope of eternal life, for the forgiveness of our sins. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Janelle, for that. If you will take your hymn books, but you may remain seated, we're going to sing together number 25, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, number 25.
To see.
seem. 'Tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
If you'll turn to number 410, ask you to stand with me, please. Number 410, my faith looks up to thee.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, I tread, and griefs around me spread. Guide, bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee.
Dream
when death's cold threatening stream shall o'er me roll. Blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, lift me safe above, soul.
Again, you may be seated.